This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
In to join us and bring up whatever is on your mind. The us in studio tonight is Daryl
and Chris.
And there was a story that we covered a couple of weeks ago, and I don't know why we're getting an echo there, so let's mute the ISDN, unmute the Comrex, and apparently, nope, not hearing an echo there. So that's good. Hopefully whatever the echo was. I hate when there's these echo problems.
I was just repeating everything a second or so late. Everything
but
you would say.
Remember a couple of weeks ago?
Yeah, I know. I'm just messing
that
with
there
you.
There was
now.
The story that we covered out of New Jersey about the homeless guy.
Yeah.
That this couple decided we're going to start a GoFundMe and raise money for him. And then they decided, well, we think he might spend all of it on drugs and just waste it and this, that, the other thing. Mm-hmm. So we'll just give him a little bit at a time. There's an update on that story.
Interesting.
And, Chris, there was something interesting that you had brought in about excessive force.
Yes.
Where apparently there was a court ruling on that. But let's first start with a story that I think was teased last night. Information update from the Census Bureau. I know the first question is, wait a second. I thought the Census Bureau only did their stuff every 10 years.
No.
No, that's the actual counting of the people. But they do wind up, you know, keeping statistical data along with the Bureau of Labor Statistics. They keep statistical data, you know, constantly, and every year will come out with some reports.
It's also the government. So if you expect them to do something one year, expect them to take the next 10 years to tabulate everything that they did, and they will trickle out things that they find interesting and
well,
I think we will.
On this, there's something, and there are a lot of conspiracy theories about this thing called the American Community Survey that is done by the Census Bureau. It is not the census, but it's a survey of statistical data that's sent out just, you know, like randomly selected a certain amount of people that get this thing. And then when those come in, the Census Bureau tabulates, and that's how you wind up seeing, here are the 2015 population estimates for this place. It's based on this survey. And then they have things of the average household income is this, average debt, things of that nature. So on Wednesday, which would be yesterday, the Census Bureau came out with a report. The New York Times has the story here. The income of the median American household has finally rebounded from the damage caused by the 2008 financial crisis. They say it's a significant milestone in the nation's painfully slow economic recovery.
Well, it's only been 10 years or so, right, Daryl?
It's been 10 years, yes. Median household income, according to a Census Bureau report, reached $61,372 in 2017, a number that is said to be statistically indistinguishable from the median on the cusp of the crisis in 2007.
Wow, great. That's great news, Daryl.
But is it? Is it really great news? I know on the surface, it looks like people are wealthier now than they've ever been.
Well, I assume that we're measuring this in 2007 dollars, 2008 dollars.
No, they're not using inflation-adjusted dollars. They're using 2017 dollars.
Inflated dollars. Correct. The numbers that they are putting out are inflated numbers.
Right, but it's not inflation adjusted. And that's something that we need to make sure. Because
when I
somebody hearing this might not notice, like, those sound the same.
Right.
What is the difference?
Right. So to talk a little bit about, not to go deep into monetary policy or anything like that, but we here in the United States have an inflationary currency. We have the U.S. dollar.
And I can't think of a country on the planet that doesn't have an inflationary currency.
I don't know if there is one, but there have been
even
a lot of rumblings.
Australia, they have something that is supposedly a commodity-backed currency, but they have fractional reserve banking that allows them to adjust the rate of, you know, reserve.
Right. So I'm just going to break down some ballpark numbers here, and maybe I could even pull up some Federal Reserve numbers here, but I'm going to say that in the last 20 years or so, I'll go 30 years, the number of dollars that are actually in circulation that the U.S. government, the Treasury Department, and the Federal Reserve have created out of nothing, basically it was, I'm going to guess it's around a 4x amount. So if we had about $1 trillion, and I'm ballparking this somewhere around 2000, today we might have around $4 trillion.
So I've actually pulled up the numbers here, and let me click 10-year, and...
Looking at Fred?
No, looking at tradingeconomics.com, which was like the first thing that popped up when I pulled up monetary supply, and they're using the M2 number.
Right.
Going back 10 years from today, the number in billions was just under 8,000 billion.
So 8 trillion.
In the year 2000. And now it is over 14,000 billion.
So that's a slight doubling in M2. That's why I was kind of waffling, saying you have to go back maybe
almost a doubling.
30 years, yeah.
Right.
Yeah. But the long end.
So let's keep that in comparison. So we have almost twice as much money as we had a decade ago, but the household income now is where it was a decade ago. Let that sink in for a moment.
Right. And keep in mind that every year, you know, your government comes out with these numbers. They talk about gross national product, the productivity of the country. And it has gone up, you know, anywhere from 1.5% during their recession, you know, maybe 1% or flat, you know, up to them talking about 2%, 3%, 4% under the Trump administration. The long and the short of it is your monetary supply is increasing, and when things supply in quantity, then they each individual unit loses some value. The way I like to think of it is if you compare grains of sand, which are very, very plentiful, to diamonds, which are very, very rare. Diamonds are worth a whole lot of money, and sand is not worth much.
Well, that's because there was that De Beers family that wound up something, and there's like a whole conspiracy about why diamonds are valuable.
So there's not just the fact that we produce money out of thin air. When the U.S. government needs more money, they don't raise our taxes. You know, you notice that. But even during all the spending, you know, your taxes might go up, you know, by a percent or 2%, and then Trump comes along and he drops it, you know, the top rate by a percent or two. But how do we pay for, you know, $18 trillion in war costs and things like that?
You just add that to the national debt. That's why the national debt is $21 trillion.
You do have that.
So let's continue with the article because they get into some of the numbers here.
Excellent.
The Trump administration, in a statement released by the White House Council of Economic Advisers, hailed the report as an indication of a strengthening of the American economy. The statement said, "The effects of the strong economy are reaching Americans throughout the United States. This news is actually better than these numbers suggest."
Wow.
But the details of the report have raised questions about whether middle-class households, which have experienced an economic lost decade, are now likely to see actual income gains or if they will simply tread water. One reason for concern is that the growth slowed in 2017 to 1.8%. Median income had grown more rapidly in previous years by 5.2% and 3.2% in 2015 and 2016, respectively. The gains in income were also driven by increased employment rather than by increased pay.
Hmm.
The average annual earnings of both male and female full-time workers actually declined in the last year, but the drop was offset in the national data by the increase in the number of people with jobs. There's more to this, plus your calls and thoughts. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. Zencash has changed their name to Horizon to better represent their transition from a cryptocurrency to a pioneering platform that protects consumer data. They're working towards the day when anyone will be able to build privacy-based applications on the Horizon platform and generate income from them. This will allow Horizon to bring thousands of real-life services to the community, services that provide freedom, utility, and privacy. Learn more at horizon.global and join the Horizon community, Horizen.global.
What's more profitable? Running your business or doing bookkeeping? Doing your business, of course, but you want to keep your books so that you can maximize your tax savings, right? What if I told you that there's a person that's a bookkeeper, accountant, and law school graduate that's also a hardcore libertarian?
My name is Melanie Johnson, and I hate the state. I will aggressively help you to minimize your tax exposure and maximize profits, all while staying within the law.
Melanie's your best choice for your taxes and bookkeeping needs. Go to tax.freetalklive.com and check out our website, tax.freetalklive.com.
Do you operate a retail business and are looking for a solution for point-of-sale cryptocurrency acceptance? It's never been easier thanks to AnyPay.Global. There's no paperwork or approval process to open an account. If you already have a tablet at your cash register, you're almost done. Just sign up at AnyPay.Global. Drop your personal crypto wallet addresses in our setup page and then load our app. That's it. You're accepting cryptocurrency like Bitcoin and Dash at your store. Get started now at AnyPay.Global. That's AnyPay.Global.
Bitcoin.com wants you to know about SaveItPurse.com. Since launching in 2014, over 200,000 users have saved an average of 15% for a combined $4 million using Bitcoin, or BTC. And now, you can use Bitcoin Cash, BCH, to fund your account. You can save between 5 to 33% on things you're going to buy anyway when you shop using SaveItPurse.com. Add items to your cart, fund your account, select your discount, and save. SaveItPurse.com. SaveATPurse.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Broadcasting to over 1,000 radio stations, GCN programming is in all of the largest markets. A GCN advertising career could be the business opportunity you've been waiting for. Companies need hardworking representatives just like you to handle their needs, while you earn residual income which can last for years. Companies are buying and they need you. Email advertise at gcnlive.com or call 877-996-4327. That's 877-996-4327.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733 in studio tonight. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And want you to know that Zencash is now Horizon. Horizon is a privacy platform built on zero-knowledge technology with a decentralized secure node architecture. The Horizon platform enables real-life uses beyond currency itself, including the ability to privately chat with other people. Soon, Horizon will enable you to publish information and go anywhere on the web, all with complete privacy. Horizon, bringing privacy to life. Learn more at horizon.global. That's horizen.global. And if you are a podcast listener, or, well, if you're not a podcast listener, you might want to be one because we're still giving away some Zen in some different giveaways. The ways that you can enter, they're in ads running in the podcast. So if you're not listening to the podcast, then you're not knowing how to enter. So you can check out the podcast over at listen.freetalklive.com or feeds.freetalklive.com. So back to the story that we've been discussing here, where the Census Bureau came out with a report yesterday talking about the gains of median household income.
Wow.
Where they're almost back up to pre-recession levels. Chris?
That is just something to be proud of. That's what makes America the greatest country in the world.
And, again, looking at the money supply from a decade ago, it was somewhere, and, you know, this is one of those charts where you can't see the actual number, but it's just below $8,000 billion, which you said would be $8
trillion.
Money supply currently is $14,147.3 billion.
And this is an M2 number.
This is the M2 number.
So for those of you wondering what we mean when we talk about M2 and money supply, M2 is the easiest way to put it is it's near money. It's checkbook money. It's savings account money. It is CDs that have short turnover and things like that. Things you could readily get
easily
your hands
liquidate.
On. Right. Easily liquid money.
And, Chris, you had mentioned when we first started mentioning these numbers, or actually before I pulled up these numbers, about, you know, what was the money supply, say, 30 years ago?
Right.
That's not an easy-to-get number from the website that I'm on, but they do have what the money supply was in January of 1959. So almost 60 years ago, the money supply was $286.6 billion. So $2.8 trillion. Right?
Right.
And now, again, it's over $14,000 billion. And there's this handy thing called the inflation calculator that uses the numbers from the federal government.
Right.
The admittedly flawed number from the CPI, but it's the official number nonetheless.
Right.
So I put in, all right, if I have $100 in 2018 and I wanted to purchase things in 1959 because I've got Doc Brown's time travel device.
Right.
Those items would only cost $11.54 in 1959.
Right.
To put this another way, if I'm it from 1959 and I come to the year 2018 and I want to buy something with $119.59, it would cost me $866.48, meaning inflation of 766%.
Yeah.
So getting back into the article, they say again that the increase here in the average annual wages is not because people are making more money. They're saying that the wages have actually decreased, but
right.
The employment rate has increased, so that's why the household income has increased. Heidi Scherholtz, an economist at the Economic Policy Institute, says we have tight labor markets, but not tight enough to generate a break from the trend to spur meaningful wage growth. The report provides ample fodder for both political parties in the run-up to the midterm elections in November. Congressional Republicans, saddled with an unpopular president, are eager to take credit for economic gains, rallying behind the slogan that Americans are better off now. Representative Ted Budd of North Carolina described the report as huge news for the middle class. But Democrats argue that the benefits of growth are mostly being pocketed by the wealthy. Economic output, adjusted for inflation, increased by 16% between 2007 and 2017, while median income remained virtually unchanged. The median is the midpoint of the income distribution, meaning that half of the households are higher,
right?
Half of the households are lower. Most people would say, oh, so that's the average, but technically that's not the average.
Technically it is not.
Jared Bernstein, an economist at the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, who served as the chief economist to Vice President Joe Biden during the, or rather said the numbers showed, quote, a structural gap between overall economic growth and the prosperity of many families.
So what I just have to say this, and this is why economics is about numbers.
Yes.
And unfortunately, when Washington gets involved, it becomes with gaming the numbers. And how do we have the numbers say what we want them to say? If you go back just a couple years, you will hear Joe Biden talking about how great the economy was doing under Obama.
Right.
And you heard all of the Republicans telling everybody how horrible it was. So whoever's in charge, whoever's in power, they're claiming it's the greatest thing since sliced bread, and the world is all nice and rosy. The reality is that when you have a currency that does not hold its value, any drop is going to be felt hardest by the people furthest away from the new money. And that is middle-class citizens, the poor, not the wealthy, and it's certainly not going to be government. Government gets a hold of that money first before it loses value.
Right, and going back to this inflation calculator and showing that things don't hold their money, instead of going all the way back to 1959, let's just go back to 2007, which is what this article is talking about, saying that household income has remained virtually unchanged over the last decade. Well, $100 from 2007 is now worth $121, meaning that there's been a 21% rate of inflation.
Right.
Over the last decade.
Right. You hear that, folks? 21%. Now, what we're
The income is the same,
right,
but it's worth 21% less than it was.
Right. But what do you hear on the evening news? You hear the Fed has kept inflation low. Well, here's a little secret. Inflation is theft. When they inflate your money supply, they're taking the buying power of your dollar out of you. They are taxing you in a way that is not obvious. You lose money. You can't afford the same things you used to. You have to tighten your budget because Washington doesn't want to tighten theirs.
Your calls and thoughts. Welcome. 855-450-FREE. 855-450-3733. More from the New York Times about the supposed good news here that income is the same as it was a decade ago.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
USA Radio News.
Hurricane Florence is bearing down on the Carolinas by pounding the coast with driving rain and powerful waves. The storm was downgraded from a Category 4 to a Category 2 storm. Nonetheless, many people have evacuated, but not Richard Cook. He explains why to Fox News.
Been through storms. I've left here and I went home inland, and it'd be worse there. So this is my life. This is what I want to do, and it's my decision. This is my home, and this is where I want to stay.
The budget deficit widened to $898 billion in the first 11 months through August, exceeding the CBO's forecast for the first full fiscal year under President Trump. The total debt load for the United States is $21.5 trillion. Final look at your numbers on Wall Street for this Thursday. The Dow Jones Industrial was up 147 points to close the day at 26,145. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Does your business spend $500 a month or more on gas and electric bills? Did you know by making a simple free phone call, you can save up to 25% on your bill every month? What could you do with a 25% savings on utility bills every month? Energy deregulation is now available in your state. Making one simple phone call will show you how we can lower your gas and electric bills instantly, with no changes to your bill and no enrollment fee. This is a free service. The only thing you'll notice is a lower bill every month. Call U.S. Power and Light right now. Learn how easy it is to lower your utility bills for your business and save money. We promise. So if you spend over $500 a month on your gas and electric bills, please call right now and unleash your savings.
800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. 800-941-3381. That's 800-941-3381.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733 in studio. It's Daryl.
And Chris.
And your calls and thoughts. Welcome about whatever is on your mind. We've been talking about these numbers from the Census Bureau showing that, good news, everybody, household income is where it was a decade ago.
That's something to really be proud of, Daryl.
Bad news, everybody. Your dollars are worth 21% less than they were a decade ago.
But that you should still just be happy, Daryl. Just suck it up and just say, greatest country in the world.
America.
Greatest economy. Ever.
But, like, the numbers don't show that.
That's okay, Daryl. That's not our job. Our job as Americans, you want to be a good American, you just need to talk about how good things are. I'm learning this. I mean, it's. I hear it all the time. So I shouldn't poke fun at the Federal Reserve. I shouldn't poke fun at Treasury. I shouldn't poke fun at our monetary policy. I shouldn't be upset because my dollars are worth 21% than they were when we went into this recession.
Right.
I should not worry that wages are stagnant. I should be happy for that. So there. I'm happy, Daryl. Just, I'm friggin' thrilled.
Glad I came in.
Hey, Heather, how are you?
Yeah, thanks for joining us. Heather joined us in studio. So jumping back into the article here from the New York Times, they say while middle-class incomes are treading water, the rich have prospered, and they say here that the poor have fallen behind. And, you know, this is one of those things to where, as you mentioned, you know, like the trickiness of statistics.
Right.
To where you can basically manipulate the numbers and say whatever. They claim here that between 2007 and 2017, household income at the 90th percentile rose by 7.5%, while at the 10th percentile, it fell by 4.5%.
So I do want to address that, because a lot of people, particularly libertarians, they're like, don't pick on the rich. I mean, they're successful, right? Mm-hmm. They've done really, really well.
Yeah.
Well, there's another side of that, and the side of it is U.S. policy, and that can be tax policy. That can be all sorts of different things. What the very wealthy can do, which most people cannot do, is realize most of their income through capital gains, which is a much lower tax rate than the average person who has to pay whatever bracket they're in.
Well, and then there's also the thing of being really close with the people that make policies that basically wind up picking winners and losers.
Sure. But I'm just saying that we do have policies in this country that do benefit those very wealthy people who have the influence to kind of slide the put the finger on the scale on their side. And, you know, I just, it's taxation is theft, pure and simple. You're being forced to do it. But it's even worse to me when you decide that, you know, we're going to take more from some people than others. It's just bad no matter how you slice it.
The Trump administration, back to the article here, Trump administration declared in July that the federal government's long-running efforts to reduce policy is, quote, largely over and a success.
Thank God, we finally beat poverty.
The Census Bureau, however, reported that 12.3% of Americans lived in poverty in 2017, about 39.7 million people. Now, something that the New York Times article doesn't mention here, but UPI did, was that the poverty rate declined slightly. It was somewhere like 0.5% decline.
Right.
But still, 12.3%, and I think, Chris, if you pull up numbers going back to when, was it Lyndon Johnson declared war on poverty?
Yeah.
And we're going to spend trillions of dollars. The poverty rate was somewhere in that 10 to 15% range.
Yeah, I think you're right.
They say this was an improvement over 2016 when the poverty rate stood at 12.7%.
But I think your point, Daryl, is that, you know, a government program comes in, it costs trillions and trillions of dollars, and what are we, five decades since the original war on poverty, and we see what changed? Virtually nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm. What do we see when we look at 5 decades of the war on drugs?
Yeah.
Virtually the same.
The thing with government programs that always bugs me is that, like, it's one thing to have a program that's designed for, like, an intended thing. But then with government, it's like anything that they do seems never ending. So, like, the Mass Pike, perfect example. Like, oh, we're going to put a toll up here, right? And we're going to collect enough money to pay for the road.
Yeah. Seems legit.
Road gets paid for, toll doesn't go away.
Yeah, it's the same way in Pennsylvania, Ohio, New Jersey, every state with
toll roads.
It's the same
thing with, like, any type of program they do. Like, oh, we're going to, you know, hire 500 people to do this job. Great. Well, when the job's done, are you going to fire them? Of course not.
Well,
it's like the more government, it's just like, this is one reason I think so highly of Gary, is because he actually did shed over 1,000 state jobs while he was governor.
Well, that's why I appreciate things like, you know, do you remember what, this is a long time, it's probably before your time, but back in the day we used to have Social Security taxes taken out of our paychecks.
I think I still do.
Really?
Yeah.
That can't be right, because Social Security was a temporary program put in place during the Great Depression. It was only going to last for a couple of years.
Well, what's the statement? There's nothing more permanent than a temporary government program.
Yeah. So every time you pay your Social Security taxes, when you think about that, that is my perfect definition of a temporary government program.
Dude,
what are we?
One Gary Johnson in all 50 states, there's 50,000 jobs taken away.
But then we'd have 50 Gary Johnsons, and we couldn't even tell them apart.
Yeah.
Right?
Sure.
The U.S. Census Bureau made significant changes in their methodology in 2013, which complicates comparisons with earlier years. The reported level of median household income in 2017 was the highest on record, but officials said the changes in methodology tended to increase reported income. Adjusting for those changes, median household income was comparable to 2007 and slightly lower than in 1999. Again, and let me go over to the inflation calculator here and type in the year 1999. The U.S. dollar is currently 51% less valuable than it was in 1999, and median household income is now lower than it was in 1999 when the dollar was more valuable. The government publishes more than one measure of household income, each with its own strengths and weaknesses. The Congressional Budget Office, for example, publishes a measure that includes the value of the earned income tax credit and non-cash benefits like food stamps. By that measure, median household income surpassed the 2007 levels in 2014 and was significantly higher than in 1999. The Census Bureau also reported that the share of Americans with health insurance did not increase in 2017, breaking a trend of steady increases dating back to 2010. They then go on to talk about the number of people with health insurance coverage. The stagnation was striking because the increase in the share of Americans with full-time jobs, such an increase would ordinarily be expected to produce a rise in health insurance coverage. Robert Greenstein, the president of the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, said the likely explanation was the Trump administration's efforts to undermine the Affordable Care Act. Otherwise, he said, we probably would have seen further progress in 2017.
I don't think I can afford any more progress in affordable health care.
The undermining of the Affordable Care Act was, what, the removal of the requirement that you actually have to purchase health insurance?
Right.
Yeah, it's amazing what happens when you say, you have to purchase this, or pay us a big fine if you don't.
Yeah. Yeah, it's ridiculous, and the idea that this thing has been affordable at any point in its lifetime is laughable, and we just have a mess.
Yeah. When has healthcare been affordable? Probably when I was like five. This is Free Talk Live. Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. On August 24th, 1992, 20 eager Cardozo Law students filed into a small room to kick off the first day of Barry Scheck and Peter Newfield's Innocence Project clinic. After years as public defenders in New York City, Barry and Peter started the clinic to review cases of people in prison who could prove their innocence using DNA testing. What they thought was a few hundred cases turned out to be thousands and a clear sign that the system needed repair. At the time, no one imagined that Barry's and Peter's vision would evolve into a national organization with the power to reform the criminal justice system 26 years later. Since that August day in 1992, there are now 565 Cardozo Law School clinic students trained, and the Innocence Project has celebrated 208 exonerations. They've also worked together to pass over 150 laws in the U.S. to help prevent wrongful convictions. You can support the Innocence Project by going to run.freetalklive.com. That's run.freetalklive.com.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied, but you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. And purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Cancer categorizes over 100 diseases. Though we do not diagnose, treat, or cure cancer, GCN team is offering the Clemson University study where there was up to a 95% reduction in cancerous cells when exposed to a plant-derived mineral supplement. If you or a loved one are searching for answers to this horrifying disease, come to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. We'll email you a copy for free. That's 877-878-4203.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Your calls and thoughts welcome about whatever is on your mind. In studio tonight, it's Daryl.
And Heather.
And Chris.
And the 4th Texas Bitcoin Conference is coming up fast, October 27th and 28th in Austin, Texas. The Texas Bitcoin Conference is always a great event for networking, innovation, and entertainment. This year, speakers include Paul Snow of Factum, Bruce Fenton of Ravencoin, Professor John M. Griffin, and many more. Go to TexasBitcoinConference.com right now and get your tickets. Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from there again, and we would love to see you. TexasBitcoinConference.com. So we've been talking about money, the value of money, how it's decreased in value by 21% over the last decade. But hey, good news, household income is where it was a decade ago, even though the money is worth 21% less. But changing gears, and we did post that link on the social medias. You can go to either telegram.freetalklive.com and follow the channel. Follow us on Twitter, Facebook, or now Mastodon. But changing gears here and actually giving an update to a story that we covered a couple of weeks ago about Johnny Bobbitt,
not the guy
from the 90s that got really famous for not so good reasons.
Loretta Bobbitt, she got pretty famous too.
Johnny was the homeless guy, or rather is the homeless guy from New Jersey, who wound up helping out a woman. She set up a GoFundMe page that raised $400,000, and he wound up going to court against the woman and her boyfriend, saying, hey, you raised all of this money. You've not given me all of this money. I want the money. And originally, it was to be handed over to his lawyers, who were acting pro bono. So it's not like he was, you know, like going into debt, hiring lawyers. A couple of guys said, hey, we'll take this pro bono because this ain't right. So there was going to be a trust created that they would oversee. And, well, at the time that we covered that, the update was that the couple was to turn over the money within a couple of days. And late last week, their attorney, or rather Bobbitt's attorney,
Christopher C. Fallon said, quote, "There's no money left." Adding that Bobbitt was completely devastated. Where the money went, I have no idea.
But that's his attorney saying that, right? That's not like, because I remember reading something that they hired a forensic
accountant. They were supposed to hire a forensic accountant
right.
to keep track of where the money was. The money was supposed to be handed over by Kate McClure and Mark D'Amico
right.
to Christopher Fallon.
Mm-hmm.
On what date? It was a week or two ago, right?
Yeah, it was like a day or 2 days after the hearing that was 2 weeks ago today. The attorney who was supposed to have received the money says there is no money, meaning he was not given anything.
So what did does that say anything about the forensic accountant?
Let's continue with the article, see if they have any additional details in here. Kate McClure and her boyfriend, Mark D'Amico, started the GoFundMe account in November of 2017. Since then, the Burlington couple has come under fire when Bobbitt claimed he had not received most of the money. He said he was forced to file a lawsuit against them to get access to the money. Ernest Badway, an attorney for McClure and D'Amico, did not respond to request for comment. Fallon said his client believed that there was at least $150,000 left. That money was supposed to be frozen and transferred into a trust until the legal dispute was resolved. Fallon said he'd heard the $150,000 number when the couple went on the Megyn Kelly Today show. Today, and they say today, this was last Tuesday or Wednesday, today he learned the number is zero. Fallon said that's a lot of money to go through in a short period of time. The couple claimed they did not give the full amount of money to Bobbitt right away because he struggled with drug addiction and they feared he would blow it all irresponsibly. Bobbitt told ABC6 that he had asked McClure and D'Amico for access to every penny he needed, and the three would joke that the couple were like his parents. But the joke stops being funny after a while, he says. Bedway, the couple's attorney, said they spent around $200,000 of the money on Bobbitt, including a $25,000 deposit for a bank account they helped him open. The couple said Bobbitt blew that money in just 13 days. And it says here last week, they mean 2 weeks ago, Burlington County Superior Judge Paula Dow ruled in favor of the temporary restraining order on the funds, meaning that McClure and D'Amico were to turn over the money to Bobbitt's attorneys. Now, after learning there is no money left, Fallon said they are making requests to review the couple's financial records. Fallon said he's unsure when the next court date will be after hearing of the new development. He said, "We really have to take this one step at a time. We're going to follow up as best we can to follow where the money went." In the meantime, Fallon said his team is working to help Bobbitt get submitted into a drug recovery program to receive 28 days of therapy to tackle his drug addiction problem.
I'm sorry, but this couple might want to get urinals tested. I'm just speaking of drug problems. I mean, you went through $400,000 in, it hasn't been that long.
In less than a year, but again, it was like 3 weeks ago they said, yeah, there's probably like $150,000 or $200,000 left.
Right.
Yeah, but all I've seen is the statements from the attorney saying all the money's gone. But I want to hear like the actual accounting, like on what?
Right. Yeah. That's why he said we're trying to figure out where. We are getting records. Yeah. We're getting all of their financial records. Because the couple, they're not talking. They're not going to say, "Yeah, we went out on a hookers and blow binge." And if you look up the guy's name, D'Amico, I forget his first name. Let me find it up here in the story earlier. He actually wound up getting Mark D'Amico. He wound up getting picked up on a bench warrant for missing some kind of court hearing
right.
over the summer. I don't recall what the court hearing was for, but, you know, like, they've got legal trouble of their own other than this.
Was he released on $400,000 bail by any chance?
No, it was closer to $3,000.
Yeah, I'm just checking.
Yeah.
Unreal.
Yeah. So what are your thoughts on this? And Heather, I know you keep saying, like, where did the money go? And they're not saying.
I'm just like, I'm wondering because I watched that interview they did on, I don't know, I don't think it was, I can't remember if it was the Today Show or something, but the couple went on and they had like this, like they swore up and down that they were like complying with the forensic accountant, that they had nothing to hide, that like,
right.
Basically, apparently they didn't do anything, and she got all emotional because she's saying her family was getting like death threats and stuff, and the host was just like, oh, you know, asking everyone to reserve judgment until it officially comes out, which I think is a good thing to do. I think you're going to read stories, you know, like, you can't convict somebody by a news article. And you know what? I've made the mistake of doing that in the past, where it's like, it gives the illusion someone is this god-awful person, but in reality, it could be the exact opposite situation. So I do think it's probably wise for everybody to reserve judgment until, like, it all comes out, because, I mean, even attorneys spout stuff off at the mouth all the time that's not true, so...
Well, in this case, the problem is there was a court order, correct?
Yes.
To produce the money,
and but I haven't seen any concrete proof that they haven't, they, like...
The proof, I would argue, is the fact that they didn't have anything to turn over.
They were to hand the money over to attorney Christopher Fallon. He received nothing.
So that was the court saying, you do this.
If the court says, Heather,
what's the time
give
frame?
This thing to Chris. The time frame was like 2 weeks ago. It was, yeah. I believe, the day after. Like,
when
by
this article
end of,
from?
This article right here is from 1 week ago, that was from a week after the court
right.
hearing.
So, again, we from still don't have anything going
right.
on.
Right, so if... A court says, Heather, hand over a Camaro to Chris, and you don't give Chris a Camaro by the deadline, then you've not handed Chris a Camaro. So it would be factual for Chris to say, Heather did not give me a Camaro.
Yeah. So, yeah, I agree with you, and part of it's just morbid curiosity. What the hell did they...
Yeah,
if they did
the
indeed,
trying to
if
be
they did indeed blow the money, what
like, I think I'm just personally going
to
reserve judgment until this forensic accountant spills the beans.
I'm fine with
curious.
It. Well, I'm concerned for all the people that donated, thinking they were giving money to a homeless guy,
right,
to help him out, to help him on his way, and they got screwed because that money apparently has not gotten to that guy yet. Other than 25 grand.
Your calls and thoughts welcome. 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They show pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue diamond gusset's got it. Others don't.
For good old-fashioned comfort, get diamond gusset jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com. That's gusset.com. Or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond gusset jeans got it. Others don't.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I am 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.